which started with the Mishnah on Daf Samach Amud Beis. So the Mishnah gives different examples of Oved Avodah Zarah. So we learned one is Oved Avodah Zarah Kidarka, whatever the nature of the Avodah Zarah happens to be. And then the Mishnah continues, the person can worship Avodah Zarah Shaloi Kidarka. If he does Zibuch, Kitim Nisach Yishtachva, one of these Dalal Avodah is also Chayv Misa. And then another form of Avodah Zarah that one is Chayv Misa for is Hamakabla Olav Lelo A. Oimelo Eliyata. Even though he doesn't do any Avodah, doesn't do one of the Dalal Avodah's Panim, he doesn't do the Avodah Kidarka, he just says Eliyata, he says, I believe in this Avodah Zarah, he believes that it's a deity, so it's already Chayiv. So the Gemara discusses Chayiv what? Chayiv if the person, if somebody does an Avera B'mezid, we have a Chumash, a list of the people who are Chayiv Mises Bezin, Skila, Sreifa, Eric, Chene. So in Misa, there is no rule. Whoever does such and such an Avera is Chayiv Misa. The Chumash says, Avera B'rezor is Chayiv Misa, Megadith is Chayiv Misa, Mechal Shabbos is Chayiv Misa, Boalei Shishish is Chayiv Misa. It gives you exactly who's Chayiv Misa. By carbon, there's a rule. Whoever does an Aver B'Shegi, if he would have done it amazing, would have been Chayiv Karis, if he did the Aver B'Shegi, Chayiv Chata. So that's a general cloud. All Chayiv increases. Chayiv Chata. So who's Chayiv Malkus? So there's one rule that covers all of the Aver. Whoever does an Aver that's similar to L'Sachs M'Shal B'Dish, Dumi, the Lav D'Hasina, is Chayiv Malkus. But Amisa, there is no rule. So you can't say a rule. You're only Chayiv Misa if you do an Aver Shiesh B'Maisa. It doesn't. If it says in the Chumash, let's say Megadev, you can pilpul from today to next year whether Megadev is Yesh B'mayis, Eim B'mayis, it doesn't make a difference. It says a pasuk in the Chumash, then a Megadev is Hashem, it's Chayiv Misa. There's nothing to discuss. There is no rule that you need Davke Yesh B'mayis to be Chayiv Misa. But to be Chayiv Malkus, that the Gemara says, Amachloik is Hatanai, whether Alav Shem B'mayis is considered Dumi Delav Del Hasima, or it's not Dumi Delav Del Hasima. Under normal circumstances, how does one do L'Sachsim Shabbadisha? He muzzles the mouth of the animal, and he starts making the animal do the avodah, do the disha. So normally one does l'sach m'shar b'disha ayidei ma'isa. So normally it's a lav sheish b'ma'isa. It's possible to do the violation. It's possible to violate l'sach m'shar b'disha ayidei amira. The Gemara talks about chasama b'kol v'nhiga b'kol. It's possible to do everything b'dibur. So that's a question whether dumi the lav de hasima implies that it has to be a lav sheish b'ma'isa or not necessarily. Maybe even a lav sheish b'ma'isa is also called dumi the lav de hasima. So that's a machlokes hatanaim. Happens to be grana on our daf. And our daf on the last line on Samach Gimel Amud Aleph, the last two lines on Samach Gimel Amud Aleph. The Gemara says, yeah, that goes like the Tana Rav Yude, his opinion is Lav Shem Emaise. It's like Molo, the Tanya, we have a pasuk, you're not allowed to leave over by Korban Pesach. It says, L'sir B'men Ad Boiker. You're not allowed to leave over the Korban Pesach, Aloy says, and if you did, B'anos B'men Ad Boiker, Be'esh Disroifu. So the first Tana says, B'akos of Lit Nesach, Aloy says, the pasuk says, B'anos B'men Ad Boiker, you should burn the Noiser, and it makes it into a Lav, Hanita Klese, to make it that loy mishain loy kimolav di rabuda. The only reason why you don't get malchus is because of lavan itiklas. If not for that, there would have been malchus despite the fact that lasisir men abayka is violated passively. So he just sits back, he eats a little bit carbon pesach and leaves the rest over. He leaves over the shiraim and he doesn't eat it. So despite the fact that it's a lav shein mamaisa, it would have been loy kimolav, but it's a lav hanita klase. Rav Yankif, the Tanner of Yankif, I'm a loy men Hashem who said, that's not the reason why you don't get Malkus. Tell him, Mishum Dahavle Lav Shem Mamaisa, Vachalav Shem Mamaisa, ain't like him all. So that's a machlekes hatanoim. That's a machlekes hatanoim, where the Lav Shem Mamaisa, the klal is, whoever violates an aver that's dumid the losachs m'shar b'dishoy, gets Malkus. So that's a machlekes. Is losachs m'shar b'dishoy considered a typical case of Lav Shem Mamaisa? Not necessarily, because he can violate the losachs m'ayidei ko. It's not necessarily a lav shein mice. It's a machlokes hatanoim, and then it's a machlokes amaroim. Machlokes amaroim. It says in Shvuas and Dav Gimel and Makis machlokes Dav Yechon Mishlokish. Whether you pass like the first time, you pass like the second time. How do you pass about lav shein mice? We pass the Rambam passes that a lav shein mice ain't loike mogel. There's no malchus like the second time, like Rav Yankif on the top of Samach Gimel and Beis. So that's by malchus. By malchus, there's a cloud. Anyone who doesn't have a similar to Sassam Shabbadisha, he gets Malkus. And by Chatas is one cloud. Whoever violates an Avera, Dovishas, then occurs is Shikigosa Chatas. And then by Chatas, it's Shaykh to make a cloud that it's also Machlaika Satanai. Is there a cloud that you only Chayiv Chatas if you do an Avera Shiesh Bo Meister? If he did an avera, shema maisa, maybe there's no chiyuv chatas. That's in the beginning of krisis. Beginning of the opening mishnah, maseches krisis says, it lists off all alam of krisis hamuras batera. What are the 36 averas that get a punishment of koras? And says two averas, pesach and milo, amitzas asay. So that, if he violates Pesach and he violates Milo b'sheigeg, he's not going to be chayv chatas, because that's mitzvah seseh. And what about the others, which are loy seseh? So then the Mishnah says you get koriz b'mezit, so then you're chayv chatas b'sheigeg. And by Megadeh, if it's a machloik, it's tatanoim, Rebbe Kiva, and the Chachomim, and the first daf, and the opening Mishnah, Masechus Krisis, was b'shteit and machloik, so the Gemara says here and there, the machlekes is that Megadeth only does the Avera as Hashem who Megadeth and Nichris, so everybody's masking that one is Megadeth as Hashem and Mezid is Chayv Karis. And whoever does an Avera B'Shegik, which if he would have done it in Mezid would have been Chayv Karis, if he did the Avera B'Shegik, Chayv Chatas. So everybody agrees that theoretically should be Chayv Chatas by Megadeth, because one is Megadeth and Mezid is Chayv Karis, as Hashem and Megadeth and Nichris. But the machlekes is that Megadeth is a Chayim Bo Maisa, so maybe similar to Malkus, just like by Malkus, we say it has to be Dumi, Delav, De Chasim, it has to be Yejba Maises, and maybe over here, you also have to have Lav, Yejba Maises. So that's the Machlok. So Bikiva holds by Megadeth, one is Chayev Chatos, even though it's Yejba Maises, and the Chachamim disagree. Yejba Maises, they're not Chayev Chatos. I say similar to, it has nothing to do with, Malkus. Malkus are separate Pasik Dumi, Delav, De Chasim. And here, according to the Tanoim, according to the Chachamim who say that Megadeth B'Shoigig is not Chayev Chatas Kozeim or Maise, has nothing to do with Dumi the Lab the Hasim. It's a different pasuk, because it says La'oise B'Shgogo. That is here. Take a look in the Tosfos on Samach Gimel Amud Aleph. Ela Al Dova Sheyesh Bo Maise. Pirush HaKuntris, the Machlokes Rabbi Akiva and the Chachamim, whether one is Megadeth B'Shoigig, is Chayiv Chatos or not? So Rabbi Kiva says, yes, Chayiv Chatos, even though it's Ein Bo Maisa. The Chachamim say, no Chatos, because Ein Bo Maisa. The Rashi says, because the Pasuk says, V'osa Achas Mehen. So since it says V'osa, so you see, it has to be Alav Sheyesh Bo Maisa. And Taisa says that the Rashi is Loidok, Rashi wasn't Medayik, because the Gemara increases quotes, the Mishnah increases quotes a different Pasuk. Lo'oise Bishgogo. In the same Parsha. Lo'oise Bishgogo. Either like Rashi or like that, Tosfos is quoting the Mishnah. Mishnah doesn't say Loisa. The Mishnah says Loisa Bishgog, and then say Yosam Yachas Mehim. So that's a pasuk. That's a pasuk. In fact, there's a Rambam, the Mohammed later, on Daf Samachem Beis, is a famous Riv. The Riv is a whole different Girsa in the Gemara from the way we have the old Girsa in the Gemara, and there's a long Mohammed to explain what that Girsa means. So the Rambam, the Mohammed writes, Ravelva Soloveitchik points to that in the Shurim on Krisis. This Ramban and Mohammed, that these two klolim are not necessarily identical. The definition of lav sheyesh bo maisa benegeta malchus and lav sheyesh bo maisa benegeta chatos are not necessarily the same. Because the Rif had a girsa over here on Samachem base that you're not chayiv chatos by certain cases where the aver is done aydei dibur, because since theoretically he could have done the same avera without a maisa, by speaking without moving his lips, he could have done the Avera without Akima Swasim, he could have done it just by making croaking sounds from his throat. So even though he did it Aide Maisa, thank you very much. Even though he did the Avera Aide Maisa, that's called the Lav Sheim or Maisa. So Benegeya to Chatos, the definition of Lav She Yesh Bo Maisa that's required. In order to be Chayv Chatos, it has to be Lav She Yesh Bo Maisa. Means that by the very nature of the Avera, it has to have a Maisa. It's impossible to have violated the Avera without doing a Maisa. But if theoretically one could have done the Avera without the Maisa, he happened to do it coincidentally, the Maisa, that wouldn't be enough. Masheni came by Malkus, Ramban said, that's good enough. He did it like the Maisa, says Chayv. If he would have done a B'li Maisa, he'd be Pata. But he did a Maisa Yechayv, like the Rambam writes. One who violates Bal Yeroi by Matze, said the Rambam writes in the beginning of Hilchas Chametz Matzah, that you're not Chayv Malkus. He just left the chametz in the house. That's a lav sheim or ma'isa. But what if he goes hakayna chametz b'pesach? He goes and he purchases chametz on Pesach or hech metzisa b'pesach. He takes flour and he pours in water and he lets it sit and he doesn't bake it. So that's lav sheyesh bo ma'isa. So then the Rambam says he will be like it. In such case, will be like it. So the Ramban writes something similar. Benegeah. He says benegeah to malchus on daf samachem and basically writes benegeah to malchus. It depends whether you did a ma'aseh, you didn't do a ma'aseh. It depends on the nature of the Avera. Was the Avera such that it has to have been violated either Maisa or not necessarily? Could have done the exact same Avera without having done any Maisa. So even if you happen to have done it with a Maisa, then you're not going to be Chai. So these two Klolim that we just said that there's a Klol, the Ramban says, they're not identical, but at least they're similar. That by Malkus there's a Klol, we Paskin like the second Tana, Rav Yankov, that it has to be a Lav Sheyeshbo Maisa to be Loike. And by Chatos, that's the Machlekes of Akiva and HaChachamim, we pass them like the HaChachamim against Rabbi Akiva, that one only is Chayv Chatos if he violates an Aveir Sheyesh Ma'isa. So that's because by Chatos there's one Klal, by all the Chayv Chatos, and by Chayv Malkius there's one Klal. There's a Klal, one Klal for everybody. Whoever violates an Aveir, similar to Losachim Shabbatisha, gets Malkius. But by Chayv Misa there is no Klal. The Chumash tells you, this one is Chayv Misa and there's no Tzara Shavah. We don't have any, the halacha doesn't make, the Rebbe Shlom must have a tzad hashov, but he didn't tell us in halacha, it's irrelevant. He didn't tell us what the rule is, what the secret is, what the tzad hashov is. So the din is, Hamagadach is chayv misa, even though tein bo maisa, there's no kasha to ask. There's nothing to ask a kasha. The Bahag in the Minyan HaMitzvahs counts everyone as chayv misa as a separate mitzvah. He says, Machal Shabbos gets gila as one mitzvah. And Naira Marosa gets gila as another mitzvah. And Rabbi Rabbi Dezer gets gila as another mitzvah. And the Gadethis gets gila as another mitzvah. Everyone who gets gila as another mitzvah. And Sreifa, the Baskan Shazinska gets Sreifa as one mitzvah. And Isha Bita gets Sreifa as another mitzvah. And Chenek and Sayef. Every Retzech is Sayef. And actually only Dachas is Sayef. Every person who gets an Einish Misa is another mitzvah, and another mitzvah, and another mitzvah. So the Rambam asks, why does he count everybody as another mitzvah? And by Malkus, he also counts everybody. Who eats chazah gets Malkus. Somebody eats pigle gets Malkus. Somebody eats noisa gets Malkus. Somebody eats basal cholov gets Malkus. Somebody does malach on yontu gets Malkus. He's going to count every person that gets Malkus. The Ram has a long list. 180 people get Malkus. So you better have 180 mitzvahs. So you give Malkus to everybody who deserves Malkus. So he says, the Bahag himself counts one mitzvah to give Malkus to whoever deserves Malkus. So why does he count everyone as Chayiv Nisa? As a is one mitzvah to give skila. And the Gadim is another mitzvah. And Baal Naira Marasa is another mitzvah. Every person is Chayiv Nisa. So the Rambam disagrees with the Bahag. He says you should count one mitzvah to give skila to all the people who deserve skila. One mitzvah to give sreifa to all the people who deserve sreifa. One mitzvah to give chenek to all the people who deserve chenek. Then the Ramban goes even further than the Rambam. He holds one mitzvah to give misa to all the people who deserve misa. Why should he count it as four mitzvahs? That's what we discussed last week, I think, a few weeks ago. Machlek is the Rambam and the Ramban. So the Rambam asks on the Bahag, why does he count every person as Chayv Misa as a separate mitzvah to give this one's kila, and that one's kila, and the other one's kila? No, he should count it as one mitzvah, like by Malkus, he doesn't count. So the Ramban himself agrees with the Rambam and disagrees with the Bahag. He even goes further than the Rambam. He says, Biyata Ramikebech is one mitzvah to give Mises Bezin to all the people that deserve Mises Bezin. It doesn't even hold that it's four separate mitzvahs. He holds one big mitzvah. But he defends in the Hasogas HaRamban and the Sefer Mitzvahs. He writes to defend the position of the Baal Halachas Gedolos. So he says that it's ain't a daima to Malkus. He says by Malkus there's one klal. Whoever violates an aver that's similar to Lasasum Shabbatisha gets Malkus. So since it's one klal, so it's all included under one mitzvah. All 180 people that get malchus, it's all farechem. There's one mitzvah, because it's all covered with one klal. But he says in misa there is no klal. So that's what led the Bahag to understand, that each person that gets misa is a separate mitzvah, to give the Mechal Shabbos misa, to give the Ovid Avid Azar misa, to give the Megadeth misa, to give the Boal Naira Marotza skila. Everyone is a separate skila. So so the Gemara knows that there is no such cloud that in order to be chayv misa, you have to have a lav sheyesh bo maisa. There is no cloud. The Torah says exactly who's chayv misa. So whoever's chayv misa is chayv misa. You can't ask any kashas, ay sheyesh bo maisa. So the Gemara discusses over here on Samach Gimla Man Aleph, Hamakab lo ole beloha, Amrav Nachman Abravu Amrav, if he says Eliyato, chayiv. About 15 lines from the top of Samach Gimel Manal. If he's Mekabel Belahai, Chayv. So the Gemara says, what is he referring to? What does he mean? Lamai, with respect to what is he Chayv? Ilik Tolo, if Rav is telling us that he's Chayv Misa, so the Gemara says, that's Tuch the Mishnah. The Mishnah says on Samach Amid Beis, that Ha'ivid Abed Zare is Chayv Misa either Kedarka, or the Dalad Abed Shaloi, Kedarka is Dibuch Kita Nisa Chishtachva, or if he says Eliyato. So the Mishnah says, this is Elohim HaNiskolim.
The Mishnah says beferish that there's an einish misa. What did Rab discover in America? Rab is just saying over the Mishnah. So it must be the Rab means le korban, that one who says Eliyat is chay b'shoigeg, he didn't know that it's an aver. He thought that the Baruch Shalom would take it as a joke. So the Baruch Shalom has a good sense of humor, and he's going to take it as a joke that he says Eliyat. What is the competition? So he's mekablo b'elohasa. The Gemara says, so that's what Rab means, that if he's oved avid izor b'shoigeg, he didn't realize that it's a serious matter. He didn't really realize it's an aver. So Rab meant to say that if he says Eliyat is chayv korban, Frag the Gemara, but it's a lav shein bo meisen. Das ha dach hamachlek ze vekiven ha chachomim. So, and we should pass like the chachomim. So why does Rav say chayiv chatos? Afilu le rabbanon. Even according to the chachomim, the Rebbe Akiva, the opening mishnah increases also chayiv chatos. I bo ha tanya, but we have a tesefte that says, ein ha chayiv dobi sheish bo meisen. The only time you chayiv chatos, misa you chayiv ein bo meisen. The only time Chayv Chatos is Yesh Bo Mais. Tosfos said either this Pasuk or that Pasuk. A Pasuk, Lo Yisa Bishgog. Either one Pasuk or the other. What's called Yesh Bo Mais is Zibur Kitan Nisach Ishtachbo. But if he says Eliyato, it's Takanat Chayv. The Omer Eish Lokish Manta Anishtachboya. And Eish Lokish Chepet Anishtachboya also. It says in the Tosefta, for example, Zibur Kitan Nisach Ishtachbo. It says Zibur, he's shechting an animal. Kitar, he's doing Haktorah. He's burning something on a mizbech in front of Abu Zar. Nisach, he's pouring wine. Ishtachvo, he's not using any instrument. He just uses his own body, and he bends down in front of the getchkin. So Reish Lakish shows that that's also called Eima Maisa. That's not the way we would define. We would usually define Maisa as Machshava Diba Maisa. So Machshava means thinking. He didn't even speak. And then Diba is talking. And Maisa means something more than talking. But let's say a person bows down in front of Abu Zar. So that's a Maisa. I'll be passed that to my sister. Reish Lakish says, Reish Lakish has a comment. Reish Lakish also says, Shtachva is called an Einbo Maisa. Why is it Einbo Maisa? I did a Maisa. It's not Dibur. So the Rishonim explained, Yeshbo Maisa means to do a Maisa with some instrument. Zibur, he takes a knife and he shechts an animal. So there's some, he's doing a pu'ula to something else. Kitur, Haktorah. He takes some slices of salam and he puts it on top of a fire in front of Avodah Zarah. So he's offering in his tikruvus, haktorah. Or nisuch, he's pouring wine. Or zrikas hadam, he's doing a pu'ula to some object. But ishtachva is just using his own body and he's bowing down. So since he's not using any instrument, anything in addition to his own body, that's called eima maisa. Yeshba, a definition, according to Reish Lakish, definition of a maisa is when a person does something to something else. But when he does to his own body, just stands on his head. That's called Ein Bo Maisa. This is Shtachvor. That's called Ein Bo Maisa. So Reish Lakish finds difficulty, finds questionable the Tosefta that says Shtachvor is Chayv Chatos. Vam Reish Lakish, Mantan Shtachvor, whose opinion is it? That on Shtachvor for the Abu Dizora, if he violates Abu Dizora, B'shoikig is Chayv Chatos, even Idei Shtachvor, Zokter, it's only, it's Shaloi Kaloche. Reish Lakish says that line in Tosefta, Shaloi Kaloche, it's only a Libet Rebbe Akiva, Rebbe Akiva, the Omar, Lloyd being a miser, the Kiva holds that even Megadeth is Hashem Vishoyge. Is Chayv Chatos, even a Megadeth is only Dibur. Megadeth is Dach Dibur, so Dibur for sure is Eimo Miser. Michlal, one can infer from this statement of Reish Lakish, Ishtachvoy is Eimo Miser. Ishtachvoy is Eimo Miser, so Dibur for sure is Eimo Miser. So if a person says in front of a Getchke Eliyato, he says he believes that this is the deity, so for sure it's Eimo Miser. For sure La Halacha would not be Chayv. So that's what the Gemara asks. Michlal, the Rabbanan, sorry, being a Maisa. The Rabbanan, the Rabbi Akiva, whom we paskin like all, that you're not Chayv Chatos if you say Eimo Maisa. So why did Rav, Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Baravu, Amar Rav, they quote the name of Rav, one who says Eliyato is Chayiv. Chayiv what? So the Gemara says, Chayiv Misa. No Chiddush, that's the Mishnah Chayiv Misa. When you get the Misa, there is no rule that you need Yeshba Maisa. He must have meant, Rav must have meant to say Chayiv Chatos. The fact is more, but Allah Alamais, it's not correct. It's not Chayv Chad. We don't accept Rabbi Akiva's opinion. We pass on like the Chachamim. So if the Chachamim hold that Ishtachvoya in front of Avodah Zarah is Eimo Maisa, so Dibur Eliyata for sure is Eimo Maisa, for sure is Pot. The Gemara says, how can Rav say Chay? The Gemara says, Rav said a Pilpul Shia. It wasn't a Shia Halach Alamais, a Psak Halach Alamais. He didn't say a Shia Yechayv Chad. He said, if one would hold like Rabbi Akiva, Alibid Rebbe Akiva, one would have been Chayev Achatas, but since we don't pass like Rebbe Akiva, so you're not Chayev Achatas. In fact, more so, Pshita, Maika, Mashma, if you hold like Rebbe Akiva, you hold Zain Bo Maisa, is chai v'chatos. So what's the chiddush? The Rav says alibud Rav Akiva, that one says eliyat. The Gemara says no, shereim ala chiddush. One could argue the point and say like this. Maybe the Yoelam Rabbi Akiva is masking with the Chachamim and Kol HaTerekuva that the Einbo Maise is not Chayv Chatos. Because you have this Pasuk that Taisus said, either Rashi's Pasuk or Taisus' Pasuk, Loisa Bishgoga, or Biyosa Meachvena, State Biyosa. Oisa, you have to have a Yeshba Maise. Maybe the only case where Rabbi Akiva disagrees is only by Megadev, the first Mishnah increase is only quotes by Megadev, because by Megadev it says, Es Hashem Hu Megadev Menichrusa. It says in the parashas Megadev, it says that it's chayiv. It says mefurish. The chorus right next to the averes, and maybe that's a yotzei min haklal. That since the chorus is mentioned in the pasuk next to the averes, Hashem hu Megadev v'nichrusa, so maybe that's the only case where Rebbe Akiva expresses his opinion that an averes shem ma'ase is chayiv chatos. But maybe in Kol HaTerekula, maybe by Eliyata, by other case, maybe Rebbe Akiva would hold that ein ma'ase is not chayiv chatos. So that's the chiddush of Rav. It's a chiddush of Pilpul, he said. If one would have paskin like Rabbi Akiva, the din would have been that Hoyme Eliyata would have been chayev chatos. But Hank, we don't paskin like Rabbi Akiva. We don't paskin like Rabbi Akiva, not by Megadev, so we don't paskin like Rabbi Akiva. By Mishtachva, so we don't paskin like Rabbi Akiva. By Eliyata, we don't hold from this. We hold the Embo Maisa is not chayev chatos. So that's what the Gemara says. That Rav was only a Pilpul within Rabbi Akiva, that would have been the din. But we don't paskin like Rabbi Akiva. That's the gist of the Gemara. The Gemara says in the first parak in Tmura, it's one of the Maamar Kamos here, Tmura Dabdalet, Allah, where the Gemara has on the last line over here, on the Tzamach Gimel, where the Gemara presents the Machloikis Satanoim, where the Lav She'im O'mai says, Loikim Olav Rein, Loikim Olav, is it considered Dumi the Lav Tachasima? Or is it not considered Dumi the Lav Tachasima? That's the whole cloud by Malkus, has to be similar to the Safsim Shabadish. So the machlokes with the lav shem amais is like more machlokes amarayim in the beginning of Shavuos and of Gimel. So the Gemara in the beginning of Tmuris says that there are three exceptions to the rule. Lav shem amais is like malach chutz min nishba meimar or mekalal chaver b'shem. A nishba person swears that it was snowing yesterday. It wasn't snowing yesterday. Maybe in the Himalayas it was snowing. He swears it was snowing in New York yesterday. That's a shvua sheker, shvua sheker, shvua shov. So the Gemara says that you like it, despite the fact the whole aver was only violated by the amira. So the Gemara says that's an exception to the rule. The rule is lav sheim or ma'is an aver that's violated, like they dibur is ein loikim olav. So nishba b'shem Hashem and shvua sheker, shvua shov is a yotzei min haklal. Tamura, meimer, tamura. One who says hariza tachazu, so the Gemara says an exception to the rule. A mikalach aver b'shem. One who curses someone else is in violation of an aver. Let's call a cherish. So also, despite the fact that it's a lav shem ma'isa, the Allah says that it's loikim olav. Then the Gemara there chepes whether tamura is an exception to the rule. Maybe it's not an exception to the rule. Basically, the Rambam quotes that it is an exception. Okay, so you have these two or three exceptions to the rule. So Tosfos frekta kasha on tamura and not Gemara in the beginning of tamura. What about moitzi shemra? A man says a whole bilbil against his wife, and it says v'yisro also v'yonsho also me'a kesef. But loisi elisha, you punish him. If it turns out he brings Adim who testified that the wife was Mizana, and then you mazim, the Baal that he had in the first paragon, daftes, the Gemara goes with the whole story. How do you make a dafches, daftes? How do you have a case of the Chumash, of a Moitzi Shemra Elisha that he gets punished? So he brings two witnesses to testify that the wife was Mizana. The one Tana says in Ksubis that it's only if he paid them, if he bribed the witnesses to give Adi Shek. And they come and they give the Eidah Sheker, and then later on, another two Eidim come and they're Mazim Eidah Habal, comes that the whole story was Lodum Balayah, the wife was not Mizana, so then you give Manoinish with three parts. Number one, the Yisros, he gets Malkus. Number two, he pays 100 shekel kesef. Einis and Mefata, if he would rape a woman, if he would rape another single girl, he only pays 50 shkolim. And if he says Aloshin Har against his wife, so he has to pay 100 shkolim. That's what the Mishnah in Erchin brings out the idea that look how chomer Loshon Hara is, that Loshon Hara is worse than Oysa Maisa. If he would have attacked a single girl, he would only pay Hamishim Shekel Kes. He says Loshon Hara against his own wife, so he pays Mea Shekel Kes. Plus he gets the Malkus, and then plus, V'loisi Elisha L'yuchel L'shachu Kal Yom, he's stuck, unless she wants to get rid of him. But if she wants to remain married with this miserable Meshuggah husband, so then we would not allow him to divorce his wife. Those are the three parts. Taisus fektakashus tachalab sheim omaisa. How come Rabbi Yechanan, when the Gemara says in kol atarukul alab sheim omaisa ain't like a molav? Only three exceptions to the rule. Two exceptions to the rule. The nishba meimer mekal chaver b'shem. Why didn't the Gemara say here's another exception to the rule? Someone who is mighty shem alishta is an exception to the rule. The Taisus says, nah, that's not an exception to the rule. That doesn't come under the rule at all. The rule is, like we said from the Ramban, the rule is, there's one rule. Anyone who violates, look through the whole Shin Samachay, there are Ramach Mitzvah and Shasam Mitzvah Loisese. So the rule is, look through all of the Shin Samachay Loisese. Whenever you have a Loisese that's similar to Losafsum Shabbadisha, the rule is that you get Malchus. Whenever it's not similar, the rule is that you don't get Malchus. So one of the similarities that has to be present is, has to be a Lav Sheyesh B'Maisa. Lav Sheyesh B'Maisa is dissimilar. So we have three cases that fall under the rule. They get Malchus. Nishba Mem Kal Chaver B'Shem gets Malchus based. There is no special pasuk that says it gets Malchus because he's Nishba Shva Sheker. It's not a special din. The rule is whoever does an Aveira that's similar to the Safsim Shabbadishi gets Malchus. And even though it's a little bit dissimilar, we have the Yalfusa that it gets Malchus anyway. It's an exception to this rule, but it falls under the basic cloud that he gets Malchus because he did an Aveira. But Moitzei Shem Alishta is a new din. Well, Hashem is a new package deal. Lo Yisrael Isha is a new din. And Meir Kesef is a new din. That's because he's a Moitzei Shemra. It's not because whoever does anything that's similar to Lo Safsim Shabbadisha pays Meir Kesef. Whoever starts, Lo Yisrael Isha, it's a special din, a local din. So Tosfos says this is all a package deal. Whoever is a Moitzei Shemra Lish, there are three parts to the Einish. It's a three part Einish. One part the Malkus, and one part Onshos and Meir Kesef. One part loisele yishal v'yuchal l'shalcha kol yomah. So that's a special. It's not that this is an exception to the rule, and it gets malchus from the universal din, from the general din. No, the other 180 people who get malchus. No, the 180 people get malchus, and the Moitzei Shemra gets malchus. A separate din, the Yisrael stuff. A separate package deal, part of the yoinish of the Moitzei Shemra. That's what Taisus answers. But that's a separate din over there. So that's what Taisus is ma'ora shayla over here. It says by the ben sora mora also says the Yisrael stuff. So it says v'yisro osam. So v'yisro, what's the din of a ben sora mara? So if he steals money from the father or from the parents, like the satanoim lady, he steals money from the father or from the parents, and then he buys bus of a yayin and he eats it with a bunch of hoodlums, a bunch of gangsters, chaverim, not that a sudas mitzvah. So the first time he does this shtick, we give him Malkus, v'yisro osam. And the second time he repeats it, then we give him isam. We give him an einish misam. So the shaila is, the first time that he acts like a ben sora mara, doesn't listen to the parents, we give him Malkus. Is that the din Malkus from Kola, is that the regular din of Malkus from Kola Torah Kula? That whoever violates an aver that's similar to l'saksum shabadisha gets Malkus, that's it? That's the regular standard din? It's the same Malkus, elein aloikin, a whole parak, person eats. Pigal Naisa Tamahit Basa Bakalavi does Malach and Yantav, all the regular dinim. So the Malkus of a Ben Sarma is a regular Malkus like in Kala Terakula, or do you say no? Just like the Misa, the second time around he gets Misa, second time around is a special, there is no Tarashava who gets Misa. The Misa is special, unique parsha for the Ben Sarma, he gets Misa. So maybe the first time around when he does the Achila Rishina, the Gemara talks Achila Rishina and Achila Shnia. Maybe the Achila Rishina that he gets an Einish Malkus is a special Malkus, like by the Moitzei Shemra Alishta, there's a special Parsha Malkus, not the general Malkus. The 180 people that get Malkus, the Kol Anorim, he gets Malkus together with everybody else. No! Moitzei Shemra is a special, separate Parsha. That's why it's not considered an exception to the rule. Nishba Meir Mekal Chaver B'Shem, those are exceptions to the rule. Despite the fact that it's not 100% similar, it falls under that universal din that the Kol Anorim, all the people that get Malkus. But the Shaila said, but the Ben Sora Mara, but the Moitzei Shemra Lishta is a separate parasha of Malkus. So that's over here at Dion and Taisus, that's a Dion and Rishonim, and Taisan Adaf. What's the Malkus on the Achila Rishonim of the Ben Sora Mara? Is that a special din, or is that the regular din of Malkus? There's a Rashi later with his Perik Ben Sora Mara. On Ayin Aleph, Amen Aleph, there's a Rashi 10 lines from the bottom. If Rashi did a mascha masrim bo, the Mishnah says three lines from the bottom in the Gemara. In the middle of the Mishnah, it says, Masrim Bob Bifnei Shloisha Malkinos, the first time Achila Vishaina, when Saramara gets Malkus, and Achila Shnia, he gets Skila, he gets Misa. So it says, Masrim Bob Bifnei Shloisha U Malkinos, it's not Loshna, it's Nagumgum. Gemara is going to work on the Loshna. So Rashi comments, Masrim Boy, what do you mean? You mean you give Hasra, the regular Hasra, like anyone who's Chayiv, Misa, or Malkus has to get Hasra. So Rashi says, no. The Malkus by the Netzeremar is a separate din. It's not a general din from the Parsha from Dumi, the Lav, the Hasim. It has nothing to do with the regular din. Here it states the Yisro also. Like by the Moitzi Shemar, it says the Yisro also a separate Parsha. There is a separate Parsha. So this Malkus doesn't even need Hasra. It's a separate din. So he says, when it says in the Mishnah, Masrin Bo, it means one of the conditions of the Ben Soramar is Enenu Shomei of the Koleinu. If the parents tried to give Musar and the kid didn't listen, what if the parents never tried to give any Musar? The parents never give Musar and the kid runs wild. I'm shugging the kid because the parents never give Musar. So then it's not his fault. So then you don't give him any Einish. You don't give him the Misa. You don't give him the Malkus for the Achila Rishayna. The Rashi says that's what it means, Masrim Bo. You have to have witnesses who testify that the parent gave him a Musa Shmus and he didn't listen. But if you don't have testimony, you don't have Aiden who testify that the parents did V'Yisroso V'Lo Yishma Aleihem, they didn't even try to give him any Tochach, they didn't try to give any Musa, then there's no Parsha Ben Soramar. That's what Rashi reads in the Mishnah. Does not refer to the regular Din of Asrof, and the Rashi is Mashma, you don't need the regular Din of Asrof. It's a Yoitzim and Aklal. The whole deal is a new parsha of Malkus of Yisrael. A new parsha has nothing in common with the regular, with the other 175, with the other 185 people who get Malkus. The Rambam gives you a whole list, the numbers, 1, 2, 3, something like 185 people who get Malkus. In the end of Hilchas Sanhedrin. The Rashi Shita is a special din. The Chazanish points out, you look in the Rambam, when the Rambam has this din, Hilchas Mamrim, Zayin, Perek Zayin and Mamrim, Haloch Abav, so the Rambam writes, you give him they should give him Hasra like you give everybody Hasra, and you give him Malkus like you give everybody else Malkus. The Rambam writes that regular Malkus, like in Kol HaTorah Kula. And anybody whom you want to give Malkus, for eating Basa B'chalav, for doing Baloch HaNyon, whatever, so you got to give Hasra in advance. You don't give Hasra, you're not going to give Malkus. So the Chazanish points out, it seems to be a machlek, is Rashi in the Rambam, that the Rambam holds that the Malkus, by the Achila Rishayna of the Ben Sora Mora, is a separate parsha. Similar to what Tosis writes there in Temura, that the Malkus by the Moshe Shem is a separate parsha, has nothing to do with Din Malkus and Kol HaTorah Kula. And the Rambam writes, no, it's a regular din. So the Pashtus is that can answer Tosis Kasha over here. Tosis will have to see. On Samach Gimel Amid Aleph, there's a Tosis Mishum Dehavi Lavsha Bechlolas. So Tosis points out, Tosis has two Kashas and they have no Teretz on either Kasha. Should have said we would say Chod Bechavata Mitarza, one Kasha for him is the other. Tosis has two Kashas and they leave both with a Teiko. They have no Teretz. The din is that the Ben Sora, you don't give any Oynish Misa or Malk unless the person violated some Avera. So what Avera did the kid violate? The Ben Sora mark. So he violated Kibbut Aviyam. Yeah, but Kibbut Aviyam is a mitzvah. You have to have Ein Oynshim Elam Kei Masirin. You don't give an Oynish Aguf of Misa Malkus unless the person violated an Azhara. Azhara means a Loises. Just because he was Mavatla, Mitzvah Sesei, that's not sufficient cause to give an Oynish Aguf of Misa or Malkus or anything. So the Gemara says there has to be a Loises. So the Gemara says the Loises is Loisochlu Al Hadam. Loisochlu Achila Hamaviyo Liyidei Dam. The Ben Sora More is eating with his chevra of gangsters, mobsters. All these juvenile delinquents, they're all eating together. That's an achila hamviya le'deidam. Exactly, why is that achila hamviya le'deidam? That's also a machlekes. How do you translate the pirush hamilus in the Gemara? So, machlekes Rashi in the Rambam. So, some Rishonim say, based on the Loshon HaMishnah in Ben Sora Mora, it says the Ben Sora Mora is nerag al shem sofo. Why do you give the kid? He's a juvenile delinquent, he stole from the parents. He stole from the parents and he's a fresh kid and he doesn't listen to the parents and he fights them and he smacks them and it's terrible. And he hangs out with these gangsters and he eats and he drinks and so on. Terrible. But still, why does he get the Einish Misa? So the Gemara has a whole agadah
that the Ben Somar is never gal shame sofo. Yeah, because he's going to get used to eating and drinking, and sofo he's going to run out of money. He's going to be oimer ala parashas drachim umalastem sabrius. He's going to steal money from people. Whoever won't have any money, so he's going to kill him. He's going to kill people. So since ultimately the end of the story is probably this juvenile delinquent is going to grow up to be a murderer. So omra tera yom zaka va yom chayev. So let's give him the einish misa now. So we should kill him now to prevent him from becoming a murderer later. That's the simple translation of the Gemara. Yom zaka va yom chayev. So some Rishonim interpret over here, L'soch lo al adam, L'soch l'achila ha-mevi'a l'day dam. It's an avera for a child to eat kvasa v'yayin with a chabura shekula sreken, the whole bunch of the whole chavraya that he has, that he hangs out with, all of his be'et chaverim. It's called achila ha-mevi'a l'day dam because sofa omidim alastim esabris. If you let him continue to go, he'll become a murderer. He's going to kill somebody in the future. That's how some Rishonim learn. Now the Rishonim saying, no, achila ha-mevi'a l'day dam, it's an achila which will cause him to lose his life. The Bezin is going to give him an einish misa. Not achila ha-mevi'a l'day dam. He probably will turn out to become a murderer. No, losof al adam. You're not allowed to eat. You're not allowed to do something in such a way that it may cause you to lose your life. Achila ha-mevi'a l'day dam, you will lose your life. That's a detailed machlokes, the Rambam and Rashi. How do you translate the words? The Gemara says the pasuk, this pasuk, Lo sochla ladam, ashvera pasuk. Very difficult, pshuto shel mikra. So the Gemara says that this pasuk is the lav. You have to have some loisese, otherwise you can't give malchus, you can't give any misa to the ben seremar. So this must be the loisese that he violates. So Tosfos has two murderous kashas and have no teretz on either kash. One kasha is, this lav is the lav both for the achila rishona and for the achila shnia. The achila rishona of the ben seremar gets malchus. The Achila Shniyah of the Ben Saramari gets Misa. So one of the rules that we have is that in order to get Malkus, the Avera that one violates has to be Dumid Saksim Shabbat Ishai. So one of the four rules that the Ram has, the four Plolim, is that it should be a Lav. You should not be a Lav Shenitan Liasoras Mises Bezin. Let's say a person is Mechal Shabbos, a person is Abid Abid Zoro, and the witnesses are friendly with him. They don't want to give him an Einish Misa. So they tell him, don't be Mechal Shabbos, because we're going to bring it to Bez, and we're going to give him Malkus. And Alach Tzachayim says, give me all the Malkus you want, I don't care. So then when they bring him to Bez, and so we pass, and you don't even give him Malkus. Because since the nature of the Avera, Chil Shabbos, or Rabbi Avid Zohar, Bo'al HaShishish, whatever, any Avera, which really deserves Einish Misa, but the Edom either made a mistake, or the Edom are friendly with the person that did the Avera. They don't want to give him an Einish Misa, so they just give him Hasra, don't do this Avera, or we're going to give you Malkus. So in such a case, we paskin machloikis atanoim in the third perik in Makis, in Elohim Aloikin, Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel, we pass like Rabbi Kiva, that on lav shenitan, lasaras misis bezin, ain't loike molov. You don't get any malchus at all, because there has to be such a lav, like losasim shabadishoi, that it never gets any oinish misis. So this is one kasha that Tosfos says. How can you say that achila rishayna of the Vinsorah Mora gets malchus? How can you say? It says in the pasuk, how can you say? It says v'Yisrael also. Yisra means that you give Malkus. So Tosfos rewords the kasha. How can we have a rule? How can we insist on our rule? Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel had a machlokes, and we passed like Rabbi Kiva, that a lav shenitan la'asaras misis bezin ain't like him olo. Our rule is against the pasuk in Chumash. Pasuk in Chumash, not how can we say you get Malkus, but so the Torah says what it says, but how can we invent, Rabbi Kiva develops the whole drosha from the Torah Shmal Peh, that a lav shenitan la'asaras misis bezin ain't like him olo. His whole drosha is against the pasuk, stayed beferish by the Ben Sarah Morah, by the Achila Rishayna, that he gets Malkus, even though Losach Lal Adam is a Lav Shinit and Losaris Mises Bez. That's one kasha. Then Tosfos has a Tzveite kasha. Tosfos has here two kashas. How can you get Malkus on Losach Lal Adam? The Gemara says over here that pasuk, Losach Lal Adam, has many different levels of interpretation. Here the Gemara says, Minayin, about 20 lines from the bottom, it's the tiny letter Dalit from the Tziyun, from the Ayin Lishpat Ner Mitzvah. Minayin la'ochal min ha-behemah kodim shetetzei nafsha. Someone shechts a behemah, and he shechted the Rav Kon and the Rav Veshet, he shechted the two Simonim, and the behemah, Kon and the Veshet, Ruba shel Simon kamayu, but the behemah is still jumping around for a while. It takes a while till it actually dies.
So the din is that there's no isa nevela. It's muta. But you still over on this lab. L'sochla l'adam. Minayim l'echol menachem shedet koim shetei tzinapshim when it's still jumping around. Shehu b'loy says it talmalam l'sochla l'adam. Dovrach, another interpretation. L'sochlu b'osav adayin dam imizur. You shech the korban, let's say, shlomit. So when you shech the shlomim and you do this rika on the mizbeach and you do the haktoris emurim, then the bailam are permitted to eat the basar. Or you shech the chatos and you do this rika sadam and haktoris emurim, then the kohenim are permitted and obligated to eat the psara chatos or the yosham. So what if you shech the korban, you are makabel adam and the mizug and you didn't do this rika sadam yet? So you don't yet have the heter. You're still not allowed to eat. So exactly what aveira are you over on? So the Gemara says, the Tanya says in the Brice, it's a Brice, the Tanya. If the dam is still a mizruk, is a metal klisharis. You didn't do the zrikas hadam yet, so you're over on this lav, it's a loy says. Then the Gemara says another din, losoch l'aladam. Eimavrin al haruge bezdin. Normally there's a din of havra, the sudi rishayna, after someone... After the Avelim come back from the Beis HaKvaris, so the Surishayna, they should eat Mishal Acherim. Someone else should give them the first meal, that's called Havra. So what if it's Haruge Bezdin? So the din is that there is no Sudas Havra. So the more learns that I have on this person, the Tanayim, Reb Doisa Zatana. That what? It's all in part of the Braisa. Lo Soch Lo Al Hadam, you're not permitted, you're not supposed to give a Sudas Havra when the person who died didn't die a natural death. He was given an Einish Mises Bezdin. Rabbi Kiva has the fourth interpretation, and we pass like all of these. We accept all of the interpretation. They're all correct. This pasuk has 4, 5, 6, 7 interpretations. Minayinus and heaven shahargus and efeshein tomim kum kolos ayam. Losochlu al adam, the members of the bezna who just judge someone that he deserves an einish misa, they're not allowed to eat till the end of the day. That's why the Gemara says, that's why they wouldn't make the Gemara din in the morning. You make a Gemara din in the morning, they have to fast the whole day. Who wants to fast? They're not interested in eating and drinking and partying either, but they don't want to fast the whole day unnecessarily. So you wait a whole day, and they make the Gemar Din late in the afternoon, an hour before the Shkia. So then you give them the Einish Mises Bezdin, then they'll fast for an hour. Then I'm going to fast from 7 o'clock in the morning, then I fast the whole day. So that's why the Einish Mises Bezdin is usually given, B'Sof Hayom. So the Bezdin won't be matriach the Bezdin to fast too long. So this is what, there's a fourth interpretation. One lav, l'soch l'alam goes, he eats from the behemoth kodim shetetz in apsha. After he did the shchita, when it's still jumping around, as a lav. Then there's one lav not to eat the bistar hakorban is before he did the zrikas adam. Zaloy says. It's other psukim also. You're over on an isa me'ila also, Taisus points out. But in addition to the isa me'ila, the bottom Taisus points out. You're over on other isurim, but you're also over on this isa. And then, kodim. Another din, right? Before one davens, one is not permitted to eat, right? So that's a shaila. Is that a real din? It's another gemara. So the Meiri in the end of Bava Metzia has a comment on that gemara. So he says there's a famous machlokes, the Rambam and the Ramban, where the tefillah b'chol yom is the raisa the Ramban. So the Rambam's opinion is in the Sefer HaMitzvos and the Yad HaChazaka that one is obligated to daven once a day, every day. According to the Rambam, he writes, he thinks that this is a drasha gemura, that one is forbidden to eat in the morning before you daven. Inam b'chuyiv, the Rambam says, how many times you want to daven a day in this manner, tefillah, that's all the Rabbanan. But that you have to daven once a day, every day is there. I say, if you don't want to daven shachris, you don't have to. You can daven mincha, you can daven mar, but you can't eat a whole day till you daven. That's what the Miri says. According to the Rambam, it's an isa deraisa. So if there's no one pressuring you to daven shachris, but then you have to fast. If you want to just do the din deraisa and daven ma'ariv, every day you're busy, you want to daven ma'ariv. But you can't eat a whole day. So the Meila, it's highly recommended. If you want to eat breakfast, you better daven shachris in the morning. So the Miri writes, but according to the Ramban, that tefillah b'chol yom is not a din deraisa. So how can you say you're not allowed to eat before you daven? You're not mechuyev to daven, only be'ez tzara. So that's what the pasuk means. And when the person is be'ez tzara, and he's mechuyev to daven, he shouldn't eat before he davens. And when he's not mechuyev, and when he's no eis tzara, and he's not mechuyev to daven, so he may eat. How can you say it like that? So then Mr. Miri says, maybe according to the Ramban, who says that tefillah b'chol yom is only the Rabbanon, maybe the din deraisa is that you're not allowed to eat before kriyas shma shel shachar. How does that fill in? L'soch la l'adam, l'soch l'kodesh, tispalo lo al dimchem. So what does the kriyas shma have to do with al dimchem? The davening is, HaRachmonis, keep us alive. We have to pray that Rabban Shalom should keep us alive, al dimchem. What does the Kriyashma have to do with dimchem? I don't know. That's how the Miri says. So the Miri says that's also the rice according to the Rambam. So you have Yidam Larid before Shachris, and the pasuk goes on Ben Sora Mora. Asora Ben Sora Mora Minayin Tamla Lasachul Al Adam Achila Hamavil Ladei Dam. So you have Ben Sora Mora eating before davening. Havroal Haruge Bezdin Sahem Shargus Hanefesh and Tov Mimkum Kolos Ayoyim. Then you have not to eat Vadain Himefracheses. And not to eat the korbanos before the Zrikas Adam, which is covered with other lavin, but an additional lav. So you have six isurim, at least six that we know of on Nizda. So then the Gemara says, there's no malchus. You can't give malchus on any of these. The Gemara says, the al kulam, about 10 lines on the bottom, the small letter test. The al kulam ain't a loikim, shem nav le lav shebechlolois. Lav shebechlolois ain't loikim molo. That's what the Gemara says. The Tosfos frek akasha, but the Ben Sora Mora does get malchus. The Mishnah says, the pasuk says v'yisroos, and the Mishnah says later he does get malchus. So you just said that it's a lav shebechlolos. So how does the Ben Sora Mora get malchus? The Tosfos doesn't know. They have two kashas. How does the Ben Sora Mora get malchus? Number one, it's a lav shebechlolos, and number two, how does he get malchus? It's a lav shenitan la saros mizid bezin. The same lav tells you that he's going to get an oinish misa. Achila Shniyah is going to go in our Nishmisa. So how can you give Malchus with Achila Rishon? So the Pashtus, the simple Teretz, would have been if they would have held like Rashi later, the Machlokes Rashi and the Rambam. Rashi on the Mishnah, Mayan Aleph and Aleph, pointed out that the Malchus that the Ben Sora Mora gets is not based on the regular Klal, whoever violates an Aver that's similar to the Saxon Shabbatisha gets Malchus. It's a local din Malchus from the Parsha Ben Sora Mora, like Tesis wrote in. It's not governed with any of the rules and regulations. The rules and regulations of Lav Shenitla Saras Mrs. Bezdin and Lav Shebechlov Hanin Lake Molov. This is all if you want to give Malchus that based on the general universal din of Dumi the Lav the Hasima, the Klal of Malchus, the general Klal. But if it's a local din over here, then there are no rules and regulations. Torah says you get Malchus. You get Malchus. Like, you don't ask Akasha. How does Megadeth get Misa to Lav Shein Mo Maisa? There are no rules for Misa. The Torah says you get Misa. You get Misa. When it's a general Klal, whoever violates an Aveir, Dumi, the Lasachim, Shabbatish, against Malchus, then you have rules, then it has to be Lav Sheish Bameisen, it shouldn't be a Lav Anitak, shouldn't be a Lav Anitak, Nasaras Misbezen, and it shouldn't be a Lav Shebechlovas, and so on. So Tosis, yes, the Kasha, they don't give a Teretz. Obviously, Tosis and the Kasha clearly thinks like the Rambam, that is from the general universal din of Kol HaTorah. But if you say the Chazanish pointed out, if you say like that Rashi and the final, then it's a Rav the Ganze Kasha that Tosis is. On this kasha that Tosis asks, the Rambam says like this. The Rambam of the Arach HaZaka says he gets Malchus like anybody else gets Malchus, and you have to give Hasra like anybody else gets Hasra. That's what the Chazanit points out. The Rambam does not agree with that Rashi and Daivan and Alfi. He says the Malchus of the Ben Sora is a regular, normal Malchus from Kol HaTorah Kula. So what is the Rambam going to do with Tosis kashas? What is the Rambam going to do with Tachalav? It's a lav shebechlolos. It's a lav shenitan la saras mises bezdin. So the yeah. So why not learn out from here that whole lav shebechlolos is non-existent? That's a thesis word in the kasha. Learn out from here that there is no such klal as lav shebechlolos ain't like mala. So you need dumi the lav dechasima should be lav sheish b'maiste. All the other dumis shouldn't be a lav lav anita na tashlum. It shouldn't be a lav anita klas. The other aspect should say hishama pen v'yal. That's another. In order to be dumi the lav dechasima has to be similar in the way it's written in the chumash in the text, and the nature of the aver should be similar. So the Gemara says first of all it has to be written in the chumash. Let's say the Rambam gives a mashal orla b'chutz lord. Somebody eats orla b'chutz lord. The pears that grow the first 3 years on a tree. Or the berries that grow on a bush. So the pasuk in Chumash in Parashas Kedoshim only talks about Eretz Yisrael. Kisavoy al Haaretz. And the Titan call it Tzmaicha Bar Altmar Losa. Sholosh Af Sholem Arelem Yelachem Lo Yoch. So the Chumash only speaks about Orla Beretz Yisrael. Orla Bechutz Lores doesn't say in the Chumash. So the Gemara says it's a Rambam quotes from the Gemara. It's Halacha L'Moshe Misina. So the Rambam writes that there's no Malchus. Why is no Malchus? It's not doing the Lav Dechasima. Lav Dechasima says in the Chumash. This doesn't say at all. If it doesn't say it all, then there's no malchus. That's how Rashi writes later. If you have a lav that doesn't say it all in the Chumash, that's a Rashi on the top of Pei Dalet. Where's that Rashi? The top Rashi. A kohen orel, top Rashi and Pedal. A kohen who never had a bris milah is not allowed to be makar karbonis in the Beis HaMikdash. So the Gemara says it's a pasuk in Yecheskel, the last line on that Pei Gimel on the Beis. Kol benecha erelei ve'el brasa lo yavol mikdashin. The meaning is l'shar seni. The word l'shar seni doesn't appear in Yecheskel, but that's what it means. So a kohen who's an orel is not permitted to be makar karbonis. So Rashi writes, and the Gemara says that it's a hilchas gemiri lo, it's halacha moshe b'Sinai, and Yecheskel and Navi recorded it. So Rashi writes, it's an asar medivri kabbalah ve'alma v'loi loki alo. There's no malchus. There can't be any malchus. It's not dumi the lav dechasim because it doesn't appear in Chumash. It's halacha moshe b'Sinai. That's how the Rambam also assumes that on orla v'chutzlar, there's no malchus. It's not dumi the lav dechasim. It doesn't exist at all in Chumash. If it doesn't appear in Chumash, it's not similar. Even if you have a lav that does appear in Chumash, but it doesn't say loi or hisham epen v'yal. If it says loi or hisham epen v'yal, that's Dumi the Lav the Hasima. But if it doesn't say one of those four Lashinas, then it's Vaita not Dumi the Lav the Hasima, they ain't like him all. So that Dumi the Lav the Hasima in the nature of being written, the way it appears in the Chumash has to be Dumi. The text of the Pasuk has to be similar to the Pasuk of Lasasim Shavidish. Then in addition to that, we have been discussing that the nature of the Avera should be, not the Lashon Amikra should be Dumi the Lav the Hasima. Should be a lav sheish ba maisa, should be a lav sheloi nitek lese, should be a lav sheloi nitan litashlumin. The Rama has another cloud. This is in the nature of the Avera, should be similar to Lasachim Shabbatish. But the first cloud is that it has to appear in the Chumash, yeah. So this is the question. The Rambam holds the Feirish, not like that Rashi. And the fine Aleph, the Rambam says that the Ben Tzor Marah, the Achila Rishon is the regular Malkus. And the regular Hasura, like all the other 185 people who get Malkus. So according to the Rambam, isn't it a Lav Shebechlolus? So Lav Shebechlolus, no, I like him all. So learn out from here that there is no such Klal. Oh, so that's what the Rambam, that's what Rav Soloveitchik pointed out. He got the impression from the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvahs and Shoresh Tes, that the Rambam understands Lav Shebechlolo is as follows. When you have a pasuk and the pasuk includes six prohibitions, Lo Tzoch L'Adam, there's six interpretations on the pasuk. So that's legitimate. That's Achas Dibur Lekim Shtayim Zur Shamayti. The Rabbanu Shalom dictated the Chumash to Moshe Rabbeinu in such a way that Mikra Echad Yotei L'Kamatani. One pasuk can have Kepata Shepet Tzela. One pasuk can have many levels of interpretation. They had a Gemara before in the Lamed Zayin or something, and Nafkimina Ladina the Gemara had. That one pasuk can have many different levels of interpretation. However, one of them is going to be true to Shal Mikra, and the others are going to be also included in the pasuk, reading in between the lines. The true to Shal Mikra is one, and the others are also included. So that's how the Rambam, that's how Tosis writes in Sochem, as Av Chavdal and Amnal, Tosis also of Lezem Imitz, that he yet Akasha. So the Gemara says there that there is a pasuk that we learn out. Kol Shabbat Kodesh Pasul Ba Kosev Litan Loi Sesei Alach Ilasa. You have a pasuk that says whenever you have Psula Hamikdashim, any carbon that became pasul, you're not allowed to eat. So the Gemara says, yeah, there is true, there is such a pasuk, a drasha from a pasuk, but if you violate that Easter and you eat it, there won't be any malchus. Because it's a lav shebechlolos, because there's so many things that include pigal, nois, to tell me anything under the sun, all the psulim. If he did the wrong kind of zrika, whatever went wrong in any, whatever, however one can imagine, a pasul of carbon, they're all included in that pasuk. So the pasuk refers to so many different cases, so that's a lav shebechlolos. So nonetheless, the Mishnah says in the third parak in Makkos, in Ela in Aloikin, that one who eats noisar is loike. The Tosis asks Akash Hikshar of Lezem Imitz, but the law for Achilas Noisa is that pasuk. You're not allowed to eat what's left over the Noisa. And the Gemara has a drasha that pasuk that teaches you the prohibition to eat Noisa also teaches you, the same pasuk teaches you Kol Psulam Gdosh. Kol Shabbat Kodesh Pasul, Ba'akas of Litan Loisa, Lachilas. The Gemara says in Psachim Davchov Dalit that you're not like a on Kol Shabbat Kodesh Pasul, because that Pasuk is a Lav Shabbat Lov, so there shouldn't be any Malkus on Noisar either. And the Mishnah says in Malkus that one who eats Pigal Noisar Tam, one who eats Noisar is like it. How come I stach a Lav Shabbat Lov? The Taisis quotes Rav Lezer Mimitz as answering, when you have a Pasuk and it includes 10 prohibitions, whichever one is the Pshuto Shem Mikro, Torah Shabbat, the Pasha Pshat, that's what you get Malkus on. That's Dumit the Lav the Hasima. That's what it means. That's what it says, and that's what it means. And when you have additional levels of interpretation in the Pasuk, which are Omen HaTorah, the Rebbe Shalom dictated the Chumash in such a way, that you should be able to figure out from in between the lines additional levels of interpretation, which are all there, I said. But that's not Pshut Tushal Mikra, that's already Torah Shabbal Peh. So on the Torah Shabbal Peh, that's not Dumit the Lav the Hasima. Just like Rashi in the Rambam wrote. Just like the Rashi wrote on Aloch al Moshe Misinai, and that Pedale, that the Kohen Oral is possible to do Avodah, Dovah in the Torah Moshe Rabbeinu Loilav Madan. Doesn't say anywhere in Chumash that a Kohen Oral is possible to do Avodah. So the Gemara says, wait a minute, what, Yecheskel and Navi invented a new din? The Gemara says, no, Adas Yecheskel of this Gemara Gemiri Law. They had Aloch al Moshe Misinai, but I say Yecheskel as Mechei Akro. He wrote it down. But there always was such a Aloch al Moshe Misinai. So Rashi says, Aloch al Moshe Misinai, there's no Malkus. And the Rambam said, Bayar Lab Chutzlor, Aloch al Moshe Misinai, there's no Malkus, because it doesn't appear in Chumash at all. It's not Dumid Ula Satsum Shabbat Ishai. So similarly over here, if you have a Pasuk that has Shuta Shal Nikra is this, and it has another six levels of interpretation, it refers to another 16. So the other things that are also included, Gamke Nichlolim Bahalav, that's how the Rambam defines in the Sefer HaMitzvos in Sherish Tes. That's how he defines Lav Shabbat Chalolot. That's how Rabbi Lezer Mimitz understood. The Tosis in Pesach Dav Chav Dalet is the same as the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvos. That's what Rabbi Soloveitchik thought, that according to the Rambam, how does the Ben Sur Mer get Malkus the first time? Aistach Mamish Tosis Kasha Lav Shabbat Chalolot. He said, the Rambam gives you his definition of Lav Shabbat Chalolot. He says, whatever is the Pshutu Shal Mikra gets Malkus. Whatever is not Pshutu Shal Mikra, doesn't. So apparently the Rambam thinks that Lasoch Lal Adamas. He would have asked me, I would have said that this is not the Pshuta Shal Mikra. Lasoch Lal Achila HaVeviel Eidei Dam, that's the Pshuta Shal Mikra. Now Baruch Chumash gives you what he thinks Pshuta Shal Mikra and Gantzim, not like any of the above. Not any of these six. He says that the Ovdei Avodah Zarah, Bizman Matan Torah, used to have a practice, they used to shecht an animal, and they used to leave the blood around in a circle, and they used to eat the flesh in the middle or something like that. That's Lasoch Lal Adam. So the Rambam says that's the Pshut Shal Mikra. So Rav Soloveitchik thought that according, the Rambam is not explicit in the Sefer HaMitzvos. But this is the way he understood the Shorish Tes, that the Rambam is saying the same as Rav Lezer Mimitz, and the Rambam holds that Lasoch Lal Adam, as referring to the Ben Sur Mer, that's the Pshut Shal Mikra. So that, you can't ask Kakasha, that should be a Lav Shabbat Chalolos. What do you do with the other Kasha? Tosfos had two Kasha. One Kasha was Lav Shabbat Chalolos, but that he answered. What do you do with the other kasha of Lashi Nitin Lathoris Nisus Desna? So that's still a good kasha, because Tosfos points out that there are two types of Lashi Nitin Lathoris Nisus Desna. One type of Lashi Nitin Lathoris, there are three types. One Lashi Nitin Lathoris Nisus Desna is Agimara in Hakosha Tchilas Hazoma, is Agimara in Perak Merubin, and Bobakam. A person did an Aveira, and as things stand now, he deserves Malkus. But the story may develop further, in which case we may give him Misa for what he did already. So the Gemara says, what are you talking? You can't give him Malkus today. It may turn out tomorrow, as things unfold, that he may deserve Misa. So what do we give him Malkus today? You can't give him two onshin for the same Avera. So hold up with your Malkus. Don't give him any Malkus today till we'll see Hechi Poldover. If it turns out tomorrow, next week, that he's Chai Misa, so we'll give him the Misa, we won't give him the Malkus. If it turns out he's not Chai Misa, it turns out that's the end of the story. It doesn't develop any further. So then we give him the Malkus. But don't give him Malkus today. If it may turn out that yet he'll be Chaimis. That's one example of Lavshin Nitan Li Ashoras Misas Bezin. The same Melitza appears in the Gemara in three different contexts. So this is one Tosfos point that there are three different kinds. So one kind of Lavshin Nitan Ashoras Misas Bezin, he may yet get Misa. The story may further develop, and it may turn out that he's Chaimis. So what are you rushing to give him Malkus? He can't give two punishments for the same Aveir. That's one case. Then there's another case, Lav Shenit Malasaras Misbezen, and Gantz in a different case. He was Mechal Shabbos, he was Oved Avedidah, he was Boal Eish Hasish, but the Edom are his friends, they don't want to give him an Einish Misa, so they gave him the wrong Hasroah.
So it's never going to lead up to Misa. They gave the wrong Asrah. They gave Asrah, don't be Mechal Shabbos, don't be Baal Eish Yisish, we'll give you Malkus. So they're not going to give Misa, that's out of the question. But this is from the Averis HaChamuris. All the Averis are divided into Kalas and Chamuris. The Rambam in the beginning of Hilchas Tshuva quotes from the Yerushalmi. The Gemara has it also like the Bavli. You divide all the Averis into Kalas and Chamuris. So if this Aver is an Aver Chamura, Chil Shabbos, Aver Aver Zorah, that sometimes it deserves an Anish Misa, so then it's not Dumi the Labda Chasima. Labda Chasima is from the Kalas, that it never gets Misa. If you have an Aver that sometimes gets Misa, you can't give Malkus on that. Lo Sagilei Bekaparas Malkus. You only give Malkus on Kalas, you don't give Malkus on Chamuris. That's the second kind. So that's neither of those klalim apply in this case. But then there's yet a third klal. If you have a pasuk, more in the end of Masech Shabbos, talks about Mecham Aracha Behemta B'Shabbos. So there are lametetz of its malachas on Shabbos. And the Mishnah says later, anyone who violates one of the lametetz of its malachas, a machalas on Shabbos, and samach vav menala. Yechayv skil if you do one of the lametetz of its malachas. A person is mechamer achad behemtoi. He puts a valise on top of his behem and he makes the behem schlep the valise. So he's not chayv misa. That's not called a machalas Shabbos. That's a mechamer achad behemtoi b'Shabbos. That's an aver deraisa. A sasakol malacha ato behemtecho. But Naseris Adibris, he violated Macham. So the Gemara has a machloikus in the end, the Masech HaShabbos, where the Macham Aracha Behemta B'Shabbos, he's not Chayt Misa, that's out of the question, but does he get Malkus or not? So one Amara says, yeah, why not? He violated the Pasuk, L'Sasakom Malach Ato Vin Chavitecha, V'Avnachom Amas, V'Hemtecha V'Gechoshim. It says Behemtecha, Behemtecha goes, the Macham Aracha Behemta B'Shabbos, so you get Malkus, he can never lead up to Misa, he didn't do the Chil Shabbos, made the Behemah carry the burden. And we paskin that no, that since that one long pasuk masas kam lacha ato avincho vitecha avdoch vamhem vamos vamtecha vigecha shemesherach etc. It's all included in one pasuk, and part of what's included in the pasuk gets misa. So even the part the mechame masas kam lacha ato, so ato is misa. So even shvises behemto and even shvises avodav haktanim avodav benoyz of haktanim. And even Shvisas Behemta, Mechamacha Behemta, everybody else in all the other things also don't get Malkus, because that's called the Lav Shanitan Lasaras Mises Bezdin. Even though we didn't give the wrong Asura, it's not from the Chamuris, Mechama never gets an Einish Misa. Mechal Shabbos, Ma'ato gets Einish Misa, Mechama never gets Misa. And still we pass in the Gemara in the end of Shabbos, that's also considered a Lav Shanitan Lasaras Mises Bezdin. So that kasha is still a problem. If that's called Lav Shanitan Lasaras Mises Bezdin, so then Taisa's kasha is a good kasha. The same pasuk, Losech Laladam, is the Loisesi for the Achila Rishena and for the Achila Shniya. So if it's the Loisesi for the Achila Shniya, so sometimes you're going to get Misa on it. Now we're only holding by the Achila Rishena. So the pasuk says, V'yisrosa, that you get Malkus. Obviously, the Achila Rishena you get Malkus, you don't get Misa. So how can you tell me that there's such, how can the Gemara in the end of Shabbos formulate? You're right, you can't ask a kasha. How do you get Malkus on the Achila Rishayna? The pasuk says you get Malkus. What kind of a kasha? But the way Taisa's words the kasha, fakir. How can the Gemara in the end of Masech Shabbos formulate a klal that Macham Acha Behemta B'Shabbos is Ein Aleika, because there's a third form, there's a third kind of Lav Shenitan Lasaras Mises Bezdin? What do you mean there's a third kind? Your third kind of Lav Shenitan is a contradiction to this pasuk? L'soch l'aladam sometimes gets Misa, and sometimes gets Malkus. Achilu Vishayin is Malkus, Achilu Vishni is Misa. And from the same pasuk, sometimes when you get Malkus, and you don't say, you can't give Malkus, because this pasuk sometimes gives Misa. It doesn't exist. The other two kinds of Lav Shenit L'Asaras Misa doesn't exist. When it's from the Chamuris, and you give a Hasra, don't do the Avera, we'll give you Malkus. That exists. That's a form of Lav Shenit L'Asaras Misa doesn't. Or when he may yet get Misa for having violated this Aver. So he can't give Malkus, he can't give Tuonshim for the same Aver. So wait a while. Vatunta Abyssal, see if he's going to get the Misa. So don't give the Malkus. If it'll, as things will develop, you'll see that he doesn't deserve any Misa. Then you give him the Malkus. So those two forms of Lav Shinid, Lav Saras, Misbezin, those are Nicha. But how can, this kasha is still a kasha. How can the Gemara in the end of Shabbat by Mecham Racha Behemto say that there's a third kind of lav shenikvah masoras misa dezen. If this pasuk ever deserves an einish misa, so you can never give an einish malchus based on that pasuk. How can that be? That's in contradiction to this din over here of losach lalalam. That kasha, I don't know. But the other kasha of Tosfos that you can answer. In here, Tosfos asks the famous kasha in the bottom Tosfos. The bottom Tosfos on the daf. Al kulam ein aloiket. So Tosfos frek kasha. There is a gemara in Beitza on daf Yud Beisam and Aleph that one who does a malachan yontif is like it. It's hard to find. Usually a person on yontif, so what kind of malacha did he do? Eichel nefesh. What did he do? So eichel nefesh is mutter. There are a lot of cases of eichel nefesh that are awesome in the rabbanon. They're mutter min atar. They're awesome in the rabbanon. But if there is, it is gemol to find a case that it's mamish where there's no eichel nefesh and there's an isa derais. So they say chano on a gemara marim ochem. There is a gemara in beitz adaf yud beis amid aleph where it's possible the person is cooking mamish tray for food. So that's not considered heter eichel nefesh. He cooks tray for food, the veilus of tray is on yontif, so that's not accepted as heter echal nefesh because it's tray, even though he plans to eat it. It's tray, it's not considered echal nefesh, and he gets malchus, the Gemara says. So, frektes akashe, how can there be such a thing? The Mishnah Makkah says, well, mechalas ha-yontif is loike. In Eilein ha-loiken, it says, mechalas ha-shabbos is misa, but when it does malacha b'yontif is loike, if you don't have a heter echal nefesh. So, frektes akashe, how can that exist such a din? The one of those Malochan Yontav is like it. After all, it should be a lav shebichlala saying like him olav. You have one pasuk l'sasek on Malocha, and it has 39 levels of interpretation. It has 39 things that are included. All the 39 Malochas. The Taisus Frek Takasha, let it be a lav shebichlala. The Taisus and the Kasha clearly understood that lav shebichlala means if you have one pasuk, and it has many meanings. It has many different prohibitions, like the simple pshat here, not like Rav Lezer Nimitz and the Rambam and the in Shorish Tes and the Sefer Mitzvah. The lav shebichlalus means whatever is not pshuta shel mikra, whatever is also included. Masha gamkei nichlal ba'alav, whatever is also included in the lav, reading in between the lines on that you don't get malchus because it's not written mefurish. But whatever is the pshuta shel mikra, then the Rambam holds that you would, like Rav Lezer Nimitz, you would get malchus. So Tosfos and the Kashif is asking Akasha. Tosfos and Akasha assume that lav shebichlalus means when you have one lav, one pasuk, and it has more than one iser. You have 39 malachas included in one lav. So how do you get malchus on anything? So Tosfos answers this according to Rav Lezer Nimitz. The answer that they give is loy chashvin aluhu lav shebichlalus. The sivkom malachas avodah l'sasu. Why? What did Tosfos answer? The answer that Tosfos gives L'chari is the following. Like Rav Lezer Nimitz, the teretz that they give is that the definition that we gave in the Kasha is not correct. Not that Lav Shebichlalus means if you have one pasuk that includes 39 Isurim. No, you can have Malchus on all 39. Lav Shebichlalus means if you have a pasuk but Pshuta Shel Mikra means one thing and you read in between the lines additional prohibitions. So Tosfos says, from the Lama test of its Malachas, which one are you going to single out to say that L'Sasa Kol Malacha and Pesach Shavuos Sukkos and Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, you're going to say the Pshuta Shel Mikra goes on that. And the other 38 Malachas are also included. Which one are you going to single out? Which Malacha is more Pshuta Shel Mikra? They're all equal. All the 39 Malachas are equally included in Pshuta Shel Mikra. So that's Alfi Pashtus, what Tosfos Teretz is, that the definition of Lav Shebichlalus is not the way we thought in the Havamina. In the Kasha, Tosfos thought, definition of Lav Shebichlalus, you have a Lav that includes more than one Easter. So you have L'Sasaka Malach on Yom, it has 39 Malachas, 39 Easter. So in the Teretz they say, that doesn't matter, 39 Easter. All 39 are just equally Pshut Shal Mikra. They're equal to each other. No Malacha has an Adifus over the others. What are you going to say? It's so as a Malacha Gruhi. It's as a malacha grua because there's no chiddush, but it's not grua as far as being included in Pshuta Shel Mikra. The pasuk goes equally on all the 39 of his malachas. It's equal. So it's not it's nothing. You're not reading anything in between the lines, or everything is equally being read in between the lines. There's no malacha that's more Pshuta Shel Mikra than the other one. The Ramban in the Sefer Mitzvos and Shorish Tes asks the same kasha and gives a different teretz on the kasha. He
The Gemara quotes that Rav Meir holds that you're loike and l'sechel kol tayeiza. And we hold that you're not loike. I forgot about it. The Gemara says we hold you're not loike because lav shebechlov. Could be. I don't remember. Rav Meir sheet is that you're loike. Rav Meir holds he's surim mitzarpim zeim ze. So the Gemara says why? Because he's on all macholot asuris. It's kol shetiyafti lecha harebe val teichel. It's all included in this lav, and this lav gets malchus. L'sechel kol tayeiza also gets malchus. I think the Gemara says, "Aliv da chachamim." I think the Gemara does say that. That it's a lav shebechlov. Let's look it up. The Ramban in the Sefer HaMitzvah asks the same kasha, gives a different teretz to Tosfos kasha. How come there's malchus for one of those malacha on yontif? So he doesn't say that the definition of lav shebechlov is wrong. No, he goes with the definition. Definition of lav shebechlov is the way Tosfos and the Havamina held. You have one pasuk that contains 39 surim, so there's no malchus on any of them. Even though they're all equally pshut to shalmikra, there wouldn't be any malchus on anything. Not like Rav Lezer Yemir, not like Taisus Teres. Ramban says a different Teres, that there's a Taisus, he gives the mashal. There's a Taisus in Makis, in the third parak in Makis, but Taisus respect Akasha. How come the Mishnah says one who eats nevela is like a in all nevelas I'm mitzarfim. Why? It's a lav shebechlolus. It includes nivlas behema, nivlas chaya, nivlas of. But one who eats chaylev is like a. Oh, so Taisa says it's all shem echad. Taisa says all shem echad. Nevelas. They're different. Taste differently. This is fried and broiled and cooked and baked. But what's the difference? Different kederish, they tamchuyin. What's the difference? Shem nevela. It's all shem echad. The Tosfos writes in Makas, whenever it's shem echad, so that's not called lav shebechlov. So the Ramban writes, he thinks that's the teretz of Tosfos kasha over here. He says that the 39 malachas on yontif are not 39 isurim. It's one isur with 39 ifanim had to violate what's called malacha. But basically, it's all shem echad. That's how the Ramban wrote. And obviously, Tosfos in the Kasha and in the Teretz doesn't seem to agree. Tosfos seems to hold that it's like Shemus Mechlokin, that it's not Shem Echad. It's not that there are 39 Eifanim of Malacha, that it's 39 different Isur, that there's an Isur Bishul, and an Isur Noteya, an Isur Choresh, an Isur Kosher. Each one is a separate Isur. 39 different Isur. That's a big. Menachem Zemba has a whole essay about this. He quotes this, the Mefurish and Machlokis and Rishonim. Or the 39 Isurim, the 39 Malachas on Shabbos constitute 39 Isurim, or the 39 Eifanim to violate Malachas. It's all basically Shem Echzer. That's the Machlokes, Tosfos and Ramban on this Gemara. So here the Gemara discusses the last 30 lines on the Omer, the last 25 lines on the Omer. The Gemara discusses the Mishnah. That the Mishnah says, on Samach HaMebeis, Mishnah says that one who actually worships Avodah Zarah, either Avodah Zarah Kedark, or even Poyeratz, or the Poyeratz, or even Makulis, even Avodah Bezuya, even Avodah Shal Bezoy, and still Chayim Misa, that's Avodah Zarah Kedark, then Shaloi Kedark is Zibur, Kitan Isa, Chishtachwa is Chayim Misa, and then Eliyat is also Chayim Misa. So these are the cases where there's a Chayim Misa. Ava, what if he just kisses the Avodah Zarah to show his Chibot? Not that that's Derech Avodosa, not that they hold that that's part of the religion. He goes, Lifnim Yeshua Sadini, that he volunteers to kiss the Avodah Zarah, hugs the Avodah Zarah. It's not part of the religious ritual. He just demonstrates his affection. So the Mishnah says that is an Avera. But there's no Misa on that. Hamagapet, he hugs the Avodah Zarah. Hamanashik, he kisses the Avodah Zarah. Hamachabet, Hamarabet, he sweeps the floor. Machabet, Mechabedes is a broom. If he sweeps the floor to take away the dust, he's cleaning up the room in front of the Avodah Zarah. Amrabit means that it's dusty, so he sprinkles water on the floor in order to collect all of the dust together to clean out the room. Amrachet, he gives a bath to the Avodah Zarah. Soch, he smears on oil. Amalbish, he dresses the Avodah Zarah. Amal, puts on shoes the Avodah Zarah. He's even Avera, that you're not allowed to be Mechabed Avodah Zarah, but there's no Miso on this. As Gemara discussed, alright, there's no Miso. Will there be Malkus? Will it be Malkus? So the Gemara has a discussion. Gemara says, no, how can it be Malkus? This is a lav shebechlov. Since the pasuk includes so many different forms of violating, so that's considered lav shebechlov. That's very Gemara. Why? This should mamish be shem echad. Pella Dicky Gemma.
That's what it says in the Gemara. That this is considered, this Mishnah is considered, you're not chai Nisit, and the Gemara says, you're not chai Malkus either, because this is the case of Lav Shebechlov, it's made like Malkus. That's the Teledik Gemara. The Gemara has a discussion, what about Hanoi de Bishmoi, but Hamekayim Bishmoi? What if one swears in the name? Hamekayim is the Targum Unkelis, on Lazishava Bishmi La Shaker, or Bushmoti Shaveyun. So the Targum Lashon for Shavua, Rashi points out, the Targum Lashon for Shavua is Lekayoma. So Hanoi de Bishmoi v'Hamekayim Bishmo, the expression that appears in the Mishnah, one who takes a neder in the name of the Avodah Zorah, or one who takes a Shavua in the name of the Avodah Zorah. Hanoi de Bishmo v'Hamekayim Bishmo. Rashi and the Mishnah writes, Hamekayim Bishmo, and Samach HaMebe Shavua, because Nishba Metargim Mekayim, and Targum Unkelis, and whatever it says in Chumash Nishba, so the Targum always writes Mekayim. So Hanoi de Bishmo, Ish Kira Neder Lashem. We usually think of Shvua Bashem, but the Pasuk speaks about Neder Bashem also. So the person says, I swear by Yoshkin. Or he swear, let's say, I take a Neder by Yoshkin. So whatever it means, Ish Kira Neder Lashem, so he takes a Neder in the name of Yoshkin. So Hanoi de Bishmo, or Hamekai Mishmo, and who swears in the name of the Avodah Zorah. So the Mishnah says that's not called Avodah Zorah, that's not an Avodah, it's not a Deaning Avodah Zarah, not Chayv Misa, but the Gemara has a discussion, would it be Chayv Malkus or not? So that's the further discussion. And the other Shemam Kaim Mishmo, that's the Shaila also of Lav Shem Amaisa, whether it's like in Bolav or not. So then the Gemara discusses, where is the Lav? On the top of Amid Beis, 10 lines from the top. And the other Shemam Kaim Mishmo, Minolon, where do you know that there's an Issa, Bichla? So the Gemara says, based on the Pasuk of Mishpatim, Shem Lamachem Lois Haskiru, Lo Yishama Al Picha. You're not permitted to mention the Shem Avodah Zarah. So included in not permitting to mention is, you shouldn't say, I'll meet you on the corner where the Getchke is. And it doesn't say Getchke. He says, he pronounces it. We say Getchke to make Leitzonis. But to say the name of the Avodah Zarah, you're not allowed. Shmoli B'tzad Avodah Kacham Tlainis. In Yiddish, usually they say, I'll meet you on the corner where you're not allowed to use as a synod. What do you want to say? I'll meet you by the church. I'll meet you by the place that you're not allowed to use as a synod. Anyway, the Gemara says you're not allowed to mention the name of Avodah Zarah. So included in the pasuk is Hanoi de Bishmoi, Hamekayim Bishmo, and also Lo Yishoma Al Picho, Lo Yishoma. It doesn't say Lo Yisazkiru. It says the first half of the pasuk Shmoi Shalom Chem Lo Yisazkiru. You should not mention Shem Avodah Zarah. Lo Yishama Al Picha sounds, you should not cause that it should be mentioned. You should not be the Gorim. Oh, so the Gemara says, that includes also, a few lines later, Abu Ad Shmuel. Shmuel's father had a Chiddush, also by the tiny letter Gimel, the Nine Mishmah. Also, Lord Mashiach, a Shutfis Mavi Kachavim. You're not allowed to make a Shutfis with an Ovid Avodah Zarah. See, the lotion of the Gemara was Shalay Yigram Lachairim Shayiz Duru Bishmo Vishikam Mishmo. You shouldn't cause Achairim. So Rashi says the word Achairim is a term in the Gemara that means Ogde Avodah Zarah. Like it says, like Rolacha Chamit, Shalchoy Ataray, Avlataray Shalachairim, Shal Gavoya. So Rashi says Achairim means Nochrim. It doesn't mean another Yid Chamit. Rashi Shita seems to be, that's how the Vilna Goyim writes, and the Pnei Yeshu, and the Yerchodesh, himself, all the Achrainim write. A lot of Achrainim write. The chemtza shoy tzolach abishu si. So from Rashi's mashma that I am oivram by yura by matzit. Tosis seems to hold not so. Tosis holds that if it's not yours, you're not in violation of by yura. If you mapke the chomitz, it's not yours. So there's no by yura. Tosis says that bitl chomitz, but the rise of the bitl beyond the saga, bitl means it's not mine. So there's no by yura. And Rashi doesn't seem to hold like that. Rashi said bitl means something else. Bitl means that bitl is the key. My mitzvah is not that it's efker. And Rashi seems to hold Shalchoy Ataray Avalataray Shalachayrim. So Rashi says, Nochrim, Ovde Avodah Zarah. Or the Gemara says, Reb Shimon Shita, Kabbalah Tumah Soichlin. There's such an institution that food is Makabal Tumah. Even the food is Treif is also Makabal Tumah. What if the food is Isuri Hanoh? What if it's Orla Klakem Isuri Hanoh? So Reb Shimon holds that it's not, we don't pass like Reb Shimon, but the Tana Reb Shimon by Yechoy holds that it's also ba'anoh, it's not mekabel tumah, because the Pasuk says, mekol ho'echal ha'sheh ye'ochel, So yochel achila acher means you can feed it to anachri, acherim, anacher. Anacher means anachri. It doesn't just mean somebody else. At yochel achil acher. So Rashi says over here also, the Gemara's lashon is shalayigrom lacherim. You shouldn't cause that nachrim. It doesn't mean another yid. Which other yid is going to say the shame of it is zareh? So lif neiver. No, you're not allowed. The nachrim is not there for a nachri to mention the name of the avod is zareh. The Nachri is not allowed to worship of it. He's permitted to say Yoshki's name. Aglot Maimon says we're allowed to say Yoshki's name also. He says that Yoshki had a name by the bris. That's not a shame alahus. That's the name by the bris. That's okay. He says the second name, C-H-R, right? That's the second name. That's a shame alahus. That you're not allowed to say. But he says Jesus is mutter to say. That's not the shame of it is art. That's the name that he got by the bris. That's mutter. Quote in the Shulchan Aruch. They quote that in Aglot Maimon on the bottom of the Ram. So what does it mean? La yigrom lacherim, you shouldn't cause nachrim. The nachri is not allowed to worship Avodah Zarah, but he's permitted to say the name of the Avodah Zarah if he wants to say the name. But I'm not allowed to cause him. La yisham al picha, I shouldn't be the one to cause him to mention the name of the Avodah Zarah. That he's not allowed to do. So what's the hechetim? So how do I cause a nachri? So that's what the Gemara says. Avodah Shmuel's father said, you're going to get involved in a shutfus with a nachri. And then you're going to say you don't believe what he said, and then he's going to go to court, he's going to swear. And when he swears, he's going to swear on a Bible in the name of God. So he's going to mention the name. So if he says G-O-D, okay? So that's neutral. He hasn't zinned up with his art. That's not my problem. He has a mind, Barish, a mind, Boris, person says. He says G-O-D, he has a mind. But if he says the name of the Abed Azar, then it's going to be a problem. Because money doesn't say, so that if he says G-O-D, that's not enough error. Taisus just raises a question, the Bar Asa Shayasa Shutfus. So Taisus says that Bismana there, they swear in the name of the saints. He swears by Saint Nicholas, or Facebook, whatever saints they have. The Shemus HaKadoshim. Shemus HaKadoshim doesn't mean Elikim and Svokas and Shakai. The names of the Kadoshim, they had Saint Nicholas and Saint Mary, whatever, Saint Peter, I don't know what kind of saints they have. So Taisa said, that's not called Avodah Zarah. They don't believe that St. Nicholas and St. Mary has a power of a deity. They think that they're holy people, saints. Okay. So that's not a violation of causing someone, a Nochri, to mention Shem Avodah Zarah. So they say, Bizmanazai kulam nishboim bikidoshim shalahem. Being toxin bohem aluhus. They don't believe that the saints have the power of a deity. So that's not a problem. Taisa says, viachalpi, but they say they swear by God and by the saints. So they say they swear by God. Which God? Which God? So I said, what do you care which God? They said God, and they mean the Baruch Shemayim Ba'aretz. They have in mind Yoshke. That's what they have in mind, but they didn't say Yoshke. So that's not an Easter. I fek teis akashe v'yaf alpi, the last four lines, this is the famous whole literature. V'yaf alpi shem b'shat m'shem sham dover acher. But they say they swear, you're going to go to court, and then the religious Catholic is going to say, I swear by God and by Saint Nicholas. So if I would say, I swear by God and by the Rambam, that's an Avera. I swear by God and by the greatness of the Rambam and by the holiness of the Chofetz Chaim. You're not allowed to say, the Gemara says, I'm a shat of Shem Shemayim Davarach and Ekim in Oilam. You're not allowed to say, B'nishim Ma'achas, something about the Rabbanu Shalom together with Abbas of Adam. Or something the Rabbanu Shalom together, even not Abbas of Adam, the Mizbeach, to put together the Rabbanu Shalom with anything else. The Rabbanu Shalom is unique, you're not allowed to put him in together with anybody else. So how am I allowed to insist that I want the Nochri to swear in the court case? I know he's a Fruma Goy. When it comes to swearing, he's not going to swear because he knows that it's a lie. And even if he does swear, Satai says, I didn't violate any Avera because he's not swearing Mishem Avodah Zarah. But he's doing something that I'm not allowed to do. He's going to swear in the name of God with the saints. Satai says, so I'm not allowed to do it, but that's not a lip neighbor. He's allowed to do it. The Shat of Shem Shem Davarach, we're not allowed to do, but there's no din, you're not allowed to be Gorim. So they say, V'yakalti Shem Shat of Shem Shem Davarach, they put together the saints with God in the Shvuah. So they says, Le Ashkechon, Dosa Ligim Lachem L'Shatev. You don't find that it's prohibited, it's forbidden to cause a Nochri to swear in the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the name of God, together with Kedoshim. The Lifniva Leko, it is not a violation of Lifniva, the B'nei Nochlo, who's Rokach? This is not from the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noyach. What's not? They're not forbidden to to put together the saints together with the Rabbanu Shalom. There's no such issue. So for us, it's a din. We're not allowed to be mishatef shem shemayim v'dover achad b'pay dem. That's not from the Sheva Mitzvah's din enough. So this is the famous line in Tosfos that the early Achronim understood to mean the Ramah. The early Achronim, the Ramah, and the Shachan Yerodeh quotes it from the Ramah. They understood it to mean that if the Nochrim worship the Trinity, even though they're worshiping more than one God, but basically it's Avodah Zarah B'Shituf, if they worship only a statue, only Avodah Zarah. So that's Avodah Zarah from our perspective and from their perspective. But if they worship the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, so they understood that Tosfos said that that's not a violation of Avodah Zarah. And then the Achronim said, but the Rambam is not so, because the Rambam in Hilchas Avodah Zarah gives you the whole history of the development of Avodah Zarah. So he says, originally everybody recognized that there's only one God. Until the days of Enosh, they start to worship God and to worship the sun, the moon, and the stars in addition. So he says, the real original Avodah Zarah started off as Shikuf. They worship God, and they also worship the Nivroim of God. They realized that these were created by God, but they felt that God was Mechalek Chelek Kovet to the sun, the moon, the stars, it gives them such power, so that it's only Roy Lakach, we should give them covenant, we should worship them as well. But the Rambam describes that as the original of it is our Shituf, which is forbidden for Bnei Nerach as well. But the Achronim understood as the Machlek is the Rambam and Tosfos, and they said, we follow Tosfos. Until the later Gedolim, they said, what are you talking? Tosfos didn't say a word about that. Shituf? Shituf to worship Avodah Zarah b'shituf is Avodah Zarah. If it's Avodah Zarah for us, Avodah Zarah for them. Tosfos meant l'shatif shem shemayim davar achid. It's a hemshach from what they said before. They swear by God and by Saint Nicholas and by Saint Mary and by Saint Paul, whatever. They say that Saint Paul, these were tzaddikim and kedoshim, and then they swear by their sanctity and by the truth of God. So they're not talking about worshipping Avodah Zarah. They say they're not tosfos aluhus. In the Kedoshim, they don't believe that it's a deity. But if they would believe that it would be Shutfis and Avodah Zarah, Tosfos would never say that. That's Mutta. That's what the later Achrayim say. The Minchas Chinuch, the Nadi Yehuda first, and then after the Nadi Yehuda, already most of the Achrayim said that it's not the correct reading in the Tosfos. Prosh Pshat Tosfos never said it. Okay, maybe we'll stop here. And this week's seven, the end of Parshas Korach. We have special dinim for Koruch as Ma'arar ala Kohunim. So we have the special dinim for Kohanim, the special dinim for Levim. So one of the many dinim is Shmiras HaMikdosh, that you have to have Levim, standing guard, palace guard, in the Beis HaMikdosh. The Rambam writes that it's not so much that we're afraid someone's going to walk off with the silverware. He writes it's Bekovedik. You walk in front of Buckingham Palace, you know, so they have the police there, the Taka police protect that no one should go walk off with any of the silver. But the main thing is that it's a lekovet. So the Mishnah writes in Tomid, that there were certain locations in the Beis HaMikdosh. Mishnah in Tomid gives you the rule. There were certain locations where the Kohanim stood guard. So the Gemara says, how can it be Kohanim? But it says Levim are supposed to stand guard. So the Gemara says, that's okay. B'chof talad mekam is nikro kohanim levim. If you look through the whole Tanakh, there are 24 places where it says levim, and it really means kohanim. And it really means kohanim. So the kohanim also belong to Shevet Levi. They can also be referred to as levim. In fact, the Gemara in Ksubis in the second parak quotes a machlekes of Akiva Rabbeinu Menazari, Menatar, you have to give my submission to a Levi. So there's a machlekes hatanoim. Does it have to be dafka a levi and not a kohen? Or no, you can give either to a kohen or to a levi. Minatayra. And then the Gemara says that Ezra konasas halevim. Ezra penalized the levim because when he came back to build Beit Sheni, not enough levim came back, and he had to stop on the way halfway to Eretz. He had to go back schlep more levim to come back. So the Gemara, the Tosfos points out, we don't have any pasuk on this. Sefer Ezra Nechemiah doesn't say. But Tosfos says that the Chazal, the Gemara had a tradition like that. Ezra Konas is Halavim. So the Gemara says, the way Tosfos interprets the Gemara, what exactly was the nature of the penalty? So Tosfos interprets the Gemara depends. If the Din Min HaTorah was that you can either give Maaser Rishon to a coin or a Levi, then the penalty was that you can only give it to a coin. You can't give it to a Levi. But if Min HaTorah the Din was, you can only give it to a Levi, only, that's how the Rambam passed. You can only give it to a Levi Min HaTorah. So then the penalty was, you can either give it to a Kohen or to a Levi. Whatever the din deraisa was, so they changed it one step. So if the din in Atara is that you can either give a kohen or a levi, so they threw out the levi. You can only give to a kohen. And if the din in Atara, you can only give to a levi, so they said, lav davka, you can give to a kohen or to a levi. That's how Tosfos interprets the Gemara. So what exactly is that machlokes ha-tanaim? The Gemara throws in over there that the Tana, I think Rav Lozman and Azari holds he can give to a kohen or to a levi. Why? Because b'chol talam makom is nikra kohanim levi. And we don't pass like that. We pass like Rabbi Akiva, that you can only give Maaser Rishon to a levi, not to a kohen. That's the Rambam in the very beginning of Hilchas Maasers. Menatari can only be yotzei the Maaser Rishon if you give it to a levi and not to a kohen. Why? I b'chol talam makom is nikra kohanim levi. A kohen is also a levi. So what's the machlokes, and how come we pass in a kohen all of a sudden as nishkan levi? So there's a Gemara in the end of Chayrus where the Gemara has the following din. For Pidyon HaBen, we know the din. If the mother of the baby is a Kohenis and the father is a Yisrael, the din is that there's no Pidyon HaBen. Because the Peter Rechim Tal Rachman, if the mother is a Kohenis or a Leviyo, there's no Pidyon HaBen. What if... I remember I was once giving a share saying, I'm saying over this din. So one of the Baal Batim was listening, his daughter was, he was a Kohen. And his daughter was a Bas Kohen, she was married to a Nochrin, she was expecting her first child. And I was saying over the din, I didn't realize it. He's one of the Balabatim in my shul when I was in the Rabbanit. So he's listening at the edge of his seat, yeah. So the din is, and she had a boy, she had a baby boy, Taka. So the Gemara says, the baby needs Pidyon HaBen. I have mother's a Kohenis. Gemara says, no, she's Nivola L'Apostle of Sola. The Kohenis and Nivola L'Akum loses the Kedushas Kuna. She lost the Kedushas Kuna from the time she's living with the Nochrin. This is already way, this is 9 months later. It's a long time later, a few years later, when she has this baby boy. So she's already Ois Kohenis. So the baby needs the father's a Nochrin. So the kid is not a Kohen. And the mother's not a Kohenis either. So a long time ago, she's Ois Kohenis. But what if she would be a Leviya, who's married to a Nochrin? So then the Gemara says, she's like a Leviya. And the baby does not need Pidyon HaBen, because the mother's a Leviya. So Tosfos Rekta Kasha, so if the mother's a Kohenis, she's Nivola L'Apostle, so she becomes Ois Kohenis. So she's blind Malaviyah. Let her. So Tosfos says, Zetman Fundan, that's Rav Chaim quotes that Tosfos, Zetman Fundan, that a Kohen is Nishken Levi. A Kohenis is Nishken Leviyah. Either you're a Kohen or a Levi. A Kohen, not, you don't say every Kohen is a Levi. So how can it be? But the Gemara says, B'chav Talam Makom is Nikka Kohen Leviyah. Every Kohen is a Levi. How can you say he's not? So l'chor, what you have to say is that there are two musogim, the two different concepts. There's Kedushas Levi and there's Shevet Levi. The two different things. So the Gemara, Rav Chaim points out the Tosfos in Chayrus on that Mem Zayin over there, a Kohen or a Kohenes only has Kedushas Kuna, they don't have Kedushas Levi, but Shevet Levi they are. So whenever there's a din that depends on Shevet Levi, then you say, B'chav Tal Makom is Nikka Kohanim Levi. The Kohanim also belongs to Shevet Levi. But whenever you have a din that depends on Kedushas Leviyah, so then a Kohen only has Kedushas Kuna, he doesn't have Kedushas Leviyah. But Haraya, when he becomes Ois Kohen, he doesn't say, you don't say he remains a Kedushas Levi. He will not fall back into Kedushas Levi. That's what there's a Prima Gaudim, it's in the Samachalab, by Zerol HaChayim. Rakevit also says like that, if you have a Kohen who's a Cholol, and about Ois Kohen, but some dinim of Levi he will have, and some dinim he won't have. The dinim that he doesn't explain what, but I think,